You're listening to Marketplace from APM. I'm Molly Wood. The Western United States is in a drought. We all know that. But it's also been hot and windy in Southern California over the last few weeks. And wildfires love these conditions. Santa Ana winds in excess of 50 miles an hour can spread fires quicker than ever, which means more property is at risk for damage or destruction. Insurance companies are well aware, and so they are expanding homeowners insurance packages to include firefighters. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
If you live in Malibu or Bel Air, you might already know what I'm about to tell you. If you don't, here's the deal. Homeowners insurance for really rich people is different. AIG is one provider that offers insurance for, quote, high net worth individuals and their families. One of the perks is what's called the Wildfire Protection Unit, firefighters with an engine and hand crews. Now, AIG is quick to say it's not a private fire department, but in some ways it kind of is. That could cause a problem.
They're not in the know.
Patrick Titus is an operations sections chief on an incident management team. Essentially, he's one of the guys in charge of telling all the different crews what to do when fighting a wildfire.
They are just there as a hired service by the insurance company to take care of that piece of property. So that's where you get into the life safety issue with the public and everybody else is them not being involved directly.
Titus says that could lead to confusion, especially for the public. If you see a guy in a helmet and boots driving an engine to one particular house to put flame retardant on it, it sends a peculiar message. But he also says insurance companies being willing to help isn't a bad thing.
You know, there's never enough resources when there's a lot of fires going on. So in that regard, it's a benefit because they're in there taking care of their clients and taking care of their structures, and it's one less thing we have to worry about.
But insurance companies aren't doing this out of the kindness of their hearts. It makes business sense. Jim Salick is vice president of underwriting programs at USAA. Most of the homes they insure are your everyday suburban houses, not on a cliff in the Santa Monica Mountains.
You know, let's face it, it's less expensive to prevent.
USAA's built it into the cost of homeowners insurance policies in the West. But Salick says this service isn't an effort to boost overall wildfire suppression. Their contract crews are only out to protect homes with their policies, which could put those crews in a tough situation if a fire makes a turn.
So, you know, what would happen in a specific situation, I don't know for sure, but their main focus is on responding to our members' policies.
USAA contracts with a firm called Wildfire Defense Systems, or WDS. All of their employees are private contractors. David Torgerson is that company's president. He says they're not really set up to be the first responders to a wildfire.
Although all these resources are trained and hired by the government to do initial attack and fight fire on the fire line, these insurer programs are more working to be more in the backgrounds. They're working before the fire and after the fire, doing supplemental roles to prepare the structures to be more survivable, and then check on them very quickly after the fire passes.
After all, the insurance teams aren't there to protect lives. They're there to protect property. Kyle Dickman worked for the Forest Service for a few years and now writes about fires. He says firefighting is becoming more and more privatized, and he thinks that actually makes sense, especially as people continue to build houses in dangerous spots.
If you make all of those choices and then expect the Forest Service or BLM or your city or county firefighter to risk their lives to save your home from a wildfire that is going to happen every year, every 10 years, or every 15 years, I think that that's not a realistic expectation.
Most firefighters don't think insurance companies getting into the game is necessarily a bad thing. It's just got to be controlled. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.